proclamation number 8516 dated the June 2, 1963. The outpouring of the Spirit. Whitson. Only after my crucifixion was it possible for me to pour out my spirit, for prior to this no human being would have been capable of sheltering anything divine within himself, since humanity was still burdened by the original sin of the antagonism against God. My spirit, however, is the emanation of myself, and no human being burdened by guilt could ever have been a recipient of this emanation, for the gulf which existed between what had become guilty and myself was too deep. But Roman 1, in the human being Jesus, had made amends for this guilt, and everyone who accepts my act of salvation is now also able to prepare himself such that he can receive my illumination of love again, and that means that I myself can take abode in the person and as evidence of my presence can also permeate him with my spirit. Then his thoughts and intentions will be determined by the strength of the spirit. He cannot think and want something wrong as long as my spirit works in him. For he completely consciously allows me to work in him. He opens himself by intimately uniting with me and thus enables me to lower the light ray of my love into his heart, which illuminates everything, giving him the most bright and clear knowledge, so that the human being will emerge from his present darkness and be guided into every truth by my spirit, as I have promised. This act of the outpouring of spirit, which took place in my disciples in full view of all people, had to be preceded by my crucifixion. My adversary had to be defeated first so that he would no longer be able to forcibly keep people in darkness, but had to release those who turned to me, who allowed themselves to be redeemed by me, that is, who consciously acknowledged my great act of mercy and wanted to partake of it. Thus death, the immense spiritual darkness, had been conquered for them. They were able to prepare themselves as vessels for the outpouring of my spirit. Now they no longer experienced wrong thoughts, they recognized the truth and also fully consciously aspired to it. They emerged from the state of complete ignorance, they became enlightened. My spirit permeated them, and now they also came closer to me again. The tiny spark of spirit, which as part of myself had rested dormant within themselves, aspired towards the eternal Father Spirit to which it was inseparably connected. Very simply put, the connection with me, having once been voluntarily discontinued by the beings, was restored again, and a being that was once more in contact with me, the eternal light, had to be permeated by my light too, and its every thought can then only be right. He is to recognize the truth, and then the human being also has to uphold this truth, because he is urged by my spirit to proclaim the truth to all of his fellow human beings. And this, too, was my first disciple's mission, whom the outpouring of my spirit enabled to go out into the world and proclaim the gospel to all nations. They had to possess the truth themselves in order to pass it on, and even though during my years of teaching they had been instructed in the truth by me, the outpouring of my spirit nevertheless had to take place first so that they then would brightly and clearly recognize their task and no longer be burdened by ignorance, for they were instructed through the Spirit by myself, who stayed with them as I had promised. And thus, time and again I will pour out my spirit upon people who want to serve me, who prepare themselves as vessels into which my spirit can flow and who, like my first disciples, want to bring the truth to people in the knowledge that only the pure truth can help people in their immense spiritual adversity. and my spirit will be effective in them so that the darkness will be dispersed and the people desiring to serve me by assisting in the redemption of errant souls will think correctly again. No person can give what he does not have. However, to you, my servants, I want to give abundantly, so that you can impart it again to your fellow human beings who urgently require your support, since they will not establish the relationship with me on their own. Yet you, who know all correlations, can enlighten them and even now persuade them to change their will. And you'll always be able to receive spiritual knowledge in abundance, and at all times, when you ask questions, they will be answered such that you will also be able to recognize the provider, which you then should pass on. For many people and countless souls in the kingdom of the beyond will ask questions and desire truthful answers. They will be able to receive them from you. For I know all thoughts arising from the heart and will give to every person according to his task, comprehension. And this is my working in you, the working of my spirit, which the first disciples were allowed to experience for themselves after my ascension. They, too, had to be assisted by my love time and again, for in order to implement the task given to them by me they required extensive knowledge, and without my obvious support they would never have been able to accomplish this task, for I constantly instructed them through the Spirit. Thus they did not have to be afraid to be incapable of working as teachers or of spreading incorrect spiritual knowledge and were able to administer their office well. They were able to proclaim the gospel in accordance with my will. And today, too, I give my last disciples on this earth the same task of taking the truth to people, which can only come forth from me directly. For the earth is engulfed by profound darkness, errors and lies are so widespread that people have to muster an utterly sincere will in order to find the truth and then also to recognize it as such. But only through truth can they become blessed, because they can only learn to recognize and love me when the pure truth about me and my nature is imparted to them. And this knowledge, the pure truth, can only be imparted to them through my spirit, but it will also be clarified for you, because I love you and you only need to establish a heartfelt bond with me through equal love in order to induce the spiritual spark in you, which is inseparably connected to the Eternal Father Spirit, to express itself. Then I can speak to you myself and place you into a state of cognition, and then you will also know what you have to do in order to achieve your goal, the unification with me, while you are still on earth. For when I instruct you myself you truly will be taught correctly, and then you will accomplish your task on earth for sure and change yourselves into love. You will adopt your fundamental nature again and be blissfully happy, as you were in the beginning. Amen.